Welcome to Lung Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Matt Gubins from the University of California at San Francisco, and to begin, he presented a patient from his practice.
This is one of my patients, 79-year-old gentleman, pretty heavy smoker before, who had stage 1B cancer, had it resected, and 2 years later on surveillance, he was found to have pleural metastatic disease, so pleural nodules, some pleural fluid. We gave him carbo and pemetrexed for 2 cycles, progressed right through it. Nevo had just come on board, nivolumab, so we started Nevo at that point, 15 doses, fantastic response, probably 80% reduction in the nodules, the fluid stayed away. But then kind of between surveillance scans, he had really rapid onset of exertional dyspnea. He called and said, I can't even make it to the shower. So we brought him into clinic. His O2 in clinic was about 91%. And so, of course, we got stat imaging that day and very clear pneumonitis, classic, every lobe involved, a very clear pattern. So we stopped nivolumab. We started steroids, kind of had a debate about whether to admit him to the hospital, but he didn't need supplemental oxygen. He was at 91%. He had good follow-up. So we just started steroids at about 1 mg/kg. And within a couple of weeks, he had very clear improvement in the symptoms. And, you know, over the course of about 2 or 3 months, we had a very gradual taper, saw resolution on imaging. And then it's always that question, do you re-challenge? Do you stay off drug? We chose to keep him off and just watch him closely. Got scans every 6 to 8 weeks. Unfortunately, after about 6 months of treatment holiday, he had very clear progression newly in the liver. At that point, I had a long conversation about the risks and benefits of maybe re-challenging. You know, he hadn't failed Nevo, it was just the toxicity. Now, in the interim, atezolizumab had come on board, so it kind of offered 2, at least theoretical benefits. One was a logistical benefit, every 3 weeks instead of every 2 weeks. That's nice for a patient who lives far away. And also this kind of maybe more theoretical one that maybe, just maybe, the PD-L1 inhibitors may have a titch less toxicity. I'm not solely convinced about that, but I do think it was a reasonable thing to say, hey, it's worth a try to different agent. And we had a long conversation that the recidivism rate's real, kind of estimated maybe a 50% chance we'd see pneumonitis, but figuring that even though that's a risky proposition, if we're very much on it, we hear any change in symptoms, we could certainly stop and readdress. He actually tolerated it beautifully, but right after 3 doses, after 9 weeks, he had further progression in the liver. And so, unfortunately, had to switch over to chemo, which he did not respond well to, just as he hadn't in the first place. And we put him on hospice and, unfortunately, kind of were not able to get him any more treatment.
How long has he been on hospice now?
This is fairly recent. He's been on about 2 months. He's kind of had slow but steady decline in his performance status. Not especially dyspneic, actually, but just really the fatigue, malaise, and anorexia that we kind of think is just further progression.
And what's his current state of mind?
He's at peace with it. It's kind of this, all this excitement about immunotherapy that we share with our patients. And he was the one of ones who had just this beautiful response. So he had a lot of hope for that second re-challenge. He wasn't scared of the toxicity. He trusted us to be able to follow him closely and nip it in the bud if it came. But I think it was obviously disappointing to not get that second response.
I want to go back through a few aspects of his case, but just to follow up a little bit in terms of his current situation, I'm going to guess that at some point he had some type of multiplex or NGS testing.
He did. We didn't do it for his original stage 1B disease, but of course on metastatic presentation, we did do NGS. We did detect a KRAS mutation. So we talked a lot about that. We didn't have any active trials in the first line. And by the time he kind of blew through first line, we had nivolumab to offer. And he lives far away from our center. We talked about clinical trials in the immunotherapy space, but just single agent Nevo was available and I think very appropriate for his care.